Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of The Meeting Place by Jeanette Oak and T. Davis Bunn, narrated by Suzanne Torin. This work is copyrighted 1999 by Jeanette Oak and T. Davis Bunn. This recording is copyrighted 2001 by Recorded Books. Two young women, their lives shadowed by nations in conflict, begin a friendship that will propel them on a journey from which they can never turn back. And now, The Meeting Place.
Prologue. Lieutenant Andrew Harrow clicked to his horse and moved down the trail to a break in the trees. In the distance, smoke rose from what he knew was Fort Edward, his destination and his home. His heart beat like a drum calling to quarters, but whether his excitement came from seeing his home again or dread over the news he carried, Andrew could not tell. After 4 long days of marching through primeval forest, the first sight of his home village made the blood thrum through his veins. Yet danger lurked nearby, and the reports he carried were equally ominous. War was brewing in the home countries, and though a broad ocean separated England and France from this peaceful land, he and his countrymen might well be caught up once more in the sport of kings. Such a time was not ideal for making plans to wed. But as the colonials were wont to say, the world kept turning whether they liked it or not. Andrew's wedding day was soon to come. His horse tossed its head, as though it too could feel his anticipation. Andrew ran a hand down its withers, patted the sweaty neck, and murmured, "Not long now." He turned at the commotion of 24 soldiers in full kit rounding the bend behind him. "Sergeant Major," he called. "Sir." 10-minute water break. See the men keep their weapons at the ready." 10 minutes it is, sir." The ramrod straight man with bristling moustache stomped about and roared, "Water boy!" The heavily laden wagons clattered into view. Andrew pressed his knees into the horse's sides and moved away from the soldiers and the clamor. The noise level was a major difference between new arrivals and those who had served longer in the colonies. The seasoned colonials learned from the natives and the forests. They moved with such stealth that a battalion could pass without disturbing the birds. But these were soldiers fresh off the boats from England, and they masked their nervousness with noise. The forests and the empty reaches had already left their mark. 4 days they had traveled since disembarking, and in that time they had not seen...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?